So this woman's overdosed on iron tablets. Before I even get into the answers here, I should just note very high yield that iron can cause GI bleeding and it can cause black tarry stools and constipation. The black tarry stools are not even just due to melina, which is acidified blood from the upper GI tract. The iron itself can just cause the stools to be dark in color and with constipation. So now addressing the actual question. You're probably like, what the fuck? Like, never heard of iron in relation to acid base before and electrolytes. Well, iron is actually the I in mud piles, the mnemonic for high anion gap metabolic acidosis. So the I is both iron and isoniazid. Now that I say that, if you're familiar with mud piles, all of a sudden it's easy, right? You're like, oh yeah, like didn't even think of that. But it's not bad. So we just look at the answer choices here. Let's start with choice A. We can see the pH is low, the bicarb's low. Okay, so far so good. But when we calculate anion gap, it's only 6. So we calculate anion gap by adding bicarbonate to chloride, taking that number, and then subtracting it from sodium. So when we add bicarbonate 20 to chloride 98, that gives us 118. And then our sodium is 24. So that difference is only 6. That's our anion gap here. So that's not consistent. High anion gap is 13 or greater. Normal anion gap is 8 to 12. And I really emphasize 13 or greater as opposed to just saying greater than 12 because there's a 2CK NBME question where the anion gap was exactly 12. And for that question, it was considered normal. So I really want to emphasize 13 or greater is high anion gap. Looking at the second answer choice. Oh, and by the way, for choice A, not only is the anion gap 6, but the sodium is also low, and iron will not cause abnormalities in sodium or potassium. Okay, so sodium is normally 135 to 145, potassium 3.5 to 5 milliequivalents per liter. So we wouldn't expect low sodium either way. And then looking at choice B, we can see it's already wrong because sodium's low. But then let's just check out the acid base stuff. Okay, pH and bicarb are both low. That's so far so good. When we calculate anion gap though, it's only 12. Okay, so bicarb 19, chloride 100, that's 119. And then the difference from sodium 131 is 12. And we just said that's considered normal anion gap. 12 should be 13 or greater. So not only is our sodium low for choice B, but also our anion gap is not elevated. So that's wrong. And then we look at choice C. We can see sodium, potassium are in the normal range. So far, so good. We look at the acid base. We can see the pH is low. So 7.35, 7.45 is normal for pH range. We can see it's low in bicarb 22 to 28. That's also low at 18. And then we check out the anion gap. So 18 for bicarb plus 105 for chloride, that's 123. And the difference from sodium 136 is 13. Great. That's our answer because we have a high anion gap metabolic acidosis and our sodium potassium are in the normal range. So that's our answer. And then just confirming by looking at the other by D and E to make sure they're wrong is choice D is actually everything's just normal. So you can see sodium, potassium is normal, chloride's normal, 95 to 105, bicarb is normal, 22 to 28, and pH is normal, 7.35, 7.45. So you say, well, Michael, like couldn't someone theoretically just have normal electrolytes with iron toxicity? Maybe in theory, but if we're trying to read between the lines, like we have a vignette where someone overdosed on iron tablets, and then 2 hours later. So this isn't like 30 seconds later. This is 2 hours later. It's worked its way into the system that our choice C, our high anion gap metabolic acidosis, part of the mud piles, just a better answer here than everything being normal as with choice D. And then looking at choice E, that's just wrong because that's a metabolic alkalosis. So you can see the bicarb's elevated, the pH is elevated, and that's not what we expect for iron. Okay, that's it.